Essentially, the Parliament Act ended the right of unelected, largely hereditary peers to veto bills passed by the House of Commons. The Lords did retain the power to delay legislation for up to 2 years, and it was still very much their role to question and challenge legislation put forward to them. So they were not simply a rubber stamp for the Commons, immediately passing whatever came up to them, but neither could they be a brick wall anymore and block decisions taken by elected MPs. The immediate political significance of the Act was, of course, Home Rule for Ireland. Because the Irish Nationalists now held the balance of power in the Commons, Asquith was forced to introduce the third Home Rule Bill in 1912. The bill was similar to those put forward by Gladstone in 1886 and 1893 and was not a proposal for an independent Ireland. The government in the UK would retain crucial powers. Debate centred really on what provision was going to be made for Ulster, with the Liberals favouring a delay for some counties in Ulster, while the Lords insisted on the total and permanent exclusion of the whole province. Agreement could not be reached, and the bill was rejected a second time by the Lords in 1913. By the time the bill was due to go back to the Lords a third time, after which it would now become law automatically through the enactment of the Parliament Act, the situation on the ground in Ireland was reaching crisis point. The Ulster Volunteers had formed in September 1912 when 200,000 signed a covenant to use all means necessary to defeat a Home Rule Parliament in Ireland. Under the leadership of Sir Edward Carson, the Unionists had begun to import arms and were preparing to fight. On the other side, supporters of the Irish Nationalists and the newly formed Sinn Féin were also armed and ready for action. Conservative support for the Unionists in Britain remained firm. Their new leader, Andrew Bonar Law, making an infamous speech at Blenheim, where he appeared to be inciting armed resistance to an Act of Parliament when he declared that he could imagine no length of resistance to which Ulster can go in which I would not be prepared to support them. And he was certainly not alone, it quickly becoming clear that there were significant elements within the British Army who were not prepared to fight against the Protestants in Ireland. In the end, it was the outbreak of European conflict in August 1914 that diffused tension in Ireland temporarily, and it was not until 1920 that Home Rule became a reality.